Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Zoke. Today I want to talk about spam. This is just going to be a very quick one, how I try and handle some of my spam. First up, Hotmail sucks for spam. I've had a Hotmail account for years. I really don't use it anymore. They're just useless. I set up one single rule that said if it was an email from anyone that wasn't sent to me directly, then mark it as spam. And that actually worked a lot better for catching all the spams than Hotmail's filtering. Got a Gmail account many years ago, and that was much better. I've actually amazed by how fantastic Google is for sorting out spam. Not going to sit and argue about issues with them stealing all your personal data and stuff. Talk to 330 if you want specifics about that. But so this is how I tend to set it up. So I have Zoke.org, which is the mail is set through Gmail. I set up a few email addresses. I explain two different ways of doing it. The way I do it, an alternate way, very similar, but dependent on how your email is set up, you may be able to do one or the other, or may only be able to do one or the other. So you have one email address set up, and that's your sort of, you know, your real email address, as it were. And then you have other ones, another one which I call spam at Zoke.org, where anything that doesn't go to an actual email address gets sent there. Well, first of all, that should remove most of the spam, because spammers send things. I mean, let's look at some of the spam I have here. One here, too busy to go back to school for a suitable life, afford, adieu, a hull, don't know. How are you? Do you want an effective future increase in money and pat on the back? Smiley face, question mark, special offer, we can give you a diploma, blah, blah, blah. And this has actually been picked up by spam, so by Gmail. But it's from, apparently, Sheila Webb, hmsvb@ussco.com. Probably faked. I mean, there's no real need, you know. They actually have a number, 1301. 1301-396-3506. Interesting. But there we go. But it's sent to tagujai@zoke.org. Now, that's not a real email address. I've never had that. I've never set it up anywhere. They're obviously just randomly putting words in front of domains. Apologies. Trying to get over a cold, and I've still got a bit of a cough. So yeah, Taguchi, or something. I have no idea. Sounds Japanese, but haven't got a clue. If there's any Japanese listeners, you can tell me if that's actually a sort of regular name, like a John Smith or something, or whatever, anyway. So that, because it's not going to an email address I've set up, gets forwarded spam. So straight away, I don't need to wade through all these things. I don't have it all going to my real email address, and in case it doesn't get picked up by the filters, I don't need to worry about it. So that's the first thing. Oh, look, there's one in Russian. No idea what the hell it is. It's probably selling something. Anyway, so this is the first thing. You separate this out, so anything that's sent to a non-real address is sent one way. Now, obviously, you can still go and check it, but you don't need, you can check it once a week or whatever, or once a month, dependent on how often your spam filter, your spam folder is cleared out. Just check there's no false positives. False positive, if you don't know how to explain it, if you've got someone's arrested because they think they did a crime, you think they did a crime. If they're actually innocent, that's a false positive. You've arrested the guy, but he's innocent. A false negative is you think the guy's innocent, but he's actually guilty. So, you know, in this case, it's spam. That's not a problem. But if there was something that sent through to you that wasn't spam, but your spam filter thought it was, it's going to get picked up. I mean, someone could, you know, type out your name or something, and it ends up into the spam place. Now, obviously, then spam filters will then pick up and try and organise, so that should make your life a lot easier, but this is trying to make it a lot simpler. I mean, I really do get 400 or 500 spam emails a day through to Zoke.org, and 99% of them instantly get picked up because they're not to a real email address. In fact, probably more than that. Most, pretty much all of them do. Then, after you've done that, what you want to do, if you want to limit this a bit more, if you want to give your email address out to someone, but you're not quite sure if they're going to be nice, like, let's say, Dreamhost. Never use Dreamhost, so I'm just randomly picking them. But let's say they were not very nice and they sold your email address. What you could do is you could block them by giving them a fake email address you don't care about, but then that's kind of awkward because you've got a different email address to worry about. So what you could do here is you could set up a Dreamhost or DH at Zoke.org or something. Again, it's not a real email address. I don't use Dreamhost. So you set up a DH at Zoke.org and tell Dreamhost, this is my email address. You then go into your filters and you say, if it's from support at Dreamhost or anything at dreamhost.com, let it through. Otherwise, forward it off to spam at Zoke.org. Because that way, if they sell your email address, you do not care because they won't be sending the email, someone else will. And then it's instantly thrown away into spam at Zoke.org. And you can even say market as spam or however you want to do this. I'll let you play around with the filters and stuff yourself. And so with these two techniques, which I tend to use more of the first one, I have other ways of doing, I have other ways using Spam Gourmet actually to use for email addresses that I think people are going to sell. But using this, you can actually set it up and try and basically get rid of most of your spam. I mean, you want 99.999% of your spam to basically just go, and so you don't have to worry about it. So that's the main one. I should probably explain Spam Gourmet. Excuse me again. So, spamgourmet.com, I believe it is. Yeah, spamgourmet.com, that's trying to remember my phonetic alphabet. Sierra, Papa, Alpha, Mike, Golf, Oscar, Uniform, Romeo, Mike, Echo, Tango, at dot com. So spamgourmet.com, and you set up an account there, which is free, and that's, they actually have the source, I believe, last I checked you could do it, but they'll give you so you set up an account, let's say Bob, and then you have Bob at spamgourmet.com. But what you do is you add extra bits in the front, so you can have, going back to the Dreamhost, you could say dh.20.bob@spamgourmet.com. The 20 says I want 20 emails and then ditch everything. And the dh at the front just reminds you it's Dreamhost. And this way you can set up multiple different accounts. So I tend to have that first to try and, for if I want throwaway email accounts that I probably won't ever want again, but may do, because you can go back in and change the number of remaining emails. So I'll use that for that, for sort of throwaway email addresses, and then anything else I'll try and pick up through creating these fake email addresses and bouncing sort of a cyclic loop. The idea from all of this, I should point out, was I can't remember actually who did it. It was like a bin rev. And someone was talking about how to filter emails and have two different email addresses, one for important stuff and have it emailed to your phone or text to your phone to say, hey, it's important. And I really can't remember who did that now. But that was basically where I got the idea from this. And I've kind of tweaked it a little bit because, well, I don't have a cell phone. I'm actually the, I think, last person on the planet not to own a cell phone. So I have no need for it to be texted to me. I have no need for any of this stuff to be forwarded, so I didn't use any of that, but I thought it's a cool idea, sort of splitting, segmenting email out. So anyway, that's basically it. Hopefully that's useful. If not tough. go make an episode yourself, something you would find useful. But yeah, hopefully that's useful for everyone. And that's about it. Thank you for listening. If you want to give me any feedback, you can go to zoke.org. That's X-ray Oscar Kilo Echo dot Oscar Romeo Golf. You can send me feedback through there. Or you can email me at zokesorrow@gmail.com. That's X-ray Oscar Kilo Echo Sierra Oscar Romeo Uniform @gmail.com.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.